Welcome to the Short Stories Podcast. It's the 12th episode and I'm your host, Olivia Maiden. Today I am here with Ezra to start off the new year. Say hi, Ezra.
Hi.
He was here in an episode or two ago when we did the fun write your story thing. And today we're going to be sharing experiences in the past years, like what's our favorite year so far, if we have any favorites, and like what's the worst year and all that stuff. We're also going to be talking about our New Year's resolutions and goals and like what movies or books we'd also like to see. So I've already written down my resolutions, goals, books, and movies that I want to see. I'm going to give Ezra here a minute or so to write down maybe what he wants to do in this new year of 2021, which has already been 2021 for, was it 2 days now? So it's been pretty epic, actually. I'm going to start off with my resolutions and goals. Let me go over and see. My resolutions and goals are to play my trumpet. I feel like I've been kind of lacking in that, and I really should be playing a lot more. I need to find a college. I want to go to Universal Studios. I want to get B's and A's in all my classes each quarter. Something I want to do, I know some of you guys might not like this, but walk into a store that requires masks with a beauty face mask on. Because I think when they say face mask, you could probably wear a beauty face mask because that you just buy from the store because it's literally for your face and it's a mask. I want to have my MBCRF concerts. If you guys don't know about that, they are this, it's this music breast cancer research foundation that I've actually started in like maybe November. It's basically just to raise money for that. My goal is $1,000 and I'll be playing music for you guys while you guys can also donate some money to the during the concerts on Instagram, and I'll either be recording those concerts at my if you search up Olivia Maiden, you can actually find on Instagram, there are multiple ones. There's a Trumpet Academy and then there's just the regular one, but it might be at a Maiden dot Olivia Trumpet or something like that, but or I might do it at MBCRF on Instagram. One of those I'll be announcing soon on my Instagram, and I was planning on having 5 of those, 2 in Christmas, 2 in summer, and 1 in spring is my goal. My next resolution and goals are to write 1 to 2 full books and publish them, whether that's online or through somewhere else, because I know that Amazon actually has it where you can publish for free your books, and people can read them, thousands of people can read them online. My next goal is to save up to $10,000 at least, because I need that money for the future, college, cars, and all that. My next goal is to meet Dude Perfect, because I'm actually going with my family. We're all going to the Dude Perfect World Tour, which is July 14th, and it's going to be so awesome, guys. I encourage you to get tickets if there are any left. July 14th is for Portland, which is going to be epic. My next one, resolution and goal, is to do at least 2-hour exercises, workouts every week. Because I know that exercise is really important and I haven't been getting enough of that, to be honest. I really need to get more. Moving on to the movies and books. Some of these I've already read or seen, but it's good to read them again and stuff. Movies. Jurassic Park and World, the series. The Left Behind series, which I don't know if you guys know about the Left Behind series, but it's about the end times, what's going to happen in the future. It's a guess of like, The story in the movie, those people probably won't really be in the future, but everything else will be. Yeah. So anyways, then the Jumanji series, the new Mulan, the Harry Potter and Fantastic Beasts series, Star Wars series, which I have not really seen that much, of Wonder Woman 84. I want to see that in a lot of, or all, Marvel or DC movies. The Narnia series, Lord of the Rings series, and Pirates of the Caribbean series. The books I'd like to read are the Harry Potter book series, which I actually got for Christmas this year, which is pretty cool. Keeper of the Lost Cities book series, which I already have. I just need to read through that, most of them. Left Behind book series. There's also a book series on that Left Behind movie. And future readings from the Bible, because it's great to know what's going to go on in the future from the truth. Okay. Okay, so it looks like Ezra is ready to share some resolutions and some books. I don't see movies, but that is okay. What are your New Year's resolutions for this year of 2021, Ezra?
Go back to school. Get better at art. Make the Do Perfect crew. And turn 10. And one more thing.
And what was your last one?
Not get COVID.
Okay, that's a good one.
And my movies, nothing really. Books, really only one. Maybe the Keeper of the Lost Cities book series, which I don't really have any of those, but my sister does that I can borrow.
Yeah, they're actually, I would recommend you guys reading Keeper of the Lost Cities by Shannon Messenger, even though they are pretty thick books, but
they're 400-page books.
Okay, anyways, well, some of them are more than that, but they're basically about this girl that finds out she has these migraines all the time whenever she's near people, and she thinks that she's a human, and she can read minds, I think. Yeah, she can read minds, but then when she somebody finds her on like a class field trip at the museum, he tells her this guy that might be a few years older than her, she's like 12 or 13 in the first book. Anyways, she basically finds out that she's an elf and goes and lives in the elven world, and it's way different than the human world, and also the human world is in danger because of like fires and stuff like that. Guys, I also have some really good news. For Christmas, I received a podcast microphone, so I will sound way better. I'm hoping whenever I record these things, and maybe I'll even start videotaping and posting them on Instagram. I don't know, guys. Also, Ezra, I guess, has something to say.
Olivia, her best stocking stuffer of 2020, hand sanitizer.
It's okay. I got other better things in it, but hand sanitizer is fine.
I got rollerblades.
Yeah, he got rollerblades for Christmas.
And cologne.
Anyways, moving on, we're going to be talking about our favorite years and why, and also our least favorite years and why, because also I have a reminder for you guys that COVID-19 is actually the very least of our problems. The worst of our problems is people not getting saved through Jesus Christ, because that would be eternal death forever, and you don't want that. So, coronavirus is just temporary. But death could be long-lasting, but...
It's just staying in our home for a little while. But then it's gonna eventually...
Okay, that's kind of weird. Yeah. Anyways...
It's gonna go to sleep.
Ezra... Let's start out with you. What do you think that your most favorite year is so far? What? Tell us what year you were born and how old you are.
So, I'm...
When were you born?
9 and 2 days. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He's 9 years old.
Nine years old. And I was born in 2011. And my 2011? Favorite year... Yeah. My favorite year was... Gotta say 2011. Because none of this ever happened. I was only, like, a day old, and I didn't have to worry about anything. And my least favorite, ooh. Well, as you can see, 2020 and 2021 so far. Yeah.
I think 2021 is going to be a better year. People are going to stop wearing these masks.
And then we're going to all die.
No.
Kidding.
Hopefully, our governor will really, like, let go of those laws, like... Not enforce those mask laws.
Why? We just need a new governor.
Yeah.
Kate Hon. It's shut down Brown.
Kate Brown. Yep.
Shut down Kate Brown.
So your So your most favorite year was 2011. When was your least favorite year again?
2020 and 21 so far. But I have another favorite year. Was probably 2016.
What was that year?
2016.
No, I mean, what? Why?
Because I... well, the reason why, you ask, is, because I was still super young and none of this ever happened. So, yeah, I was 4 years old.
Cool. Moving on to me.
I'll be back.
Just okay. Need to get something. Looks like he's leaving for a little bit. My least favorite year was probably, 2020, because, well, like, I lost a friend because of what I believed in. COVID happened, and the people won't let us back to school, and it's so stupid, like, with the masks, in my opinion.
Oh, and our friend died.
Oh, yeah, and our family friend, he died, and that was really sad because...
And our neighbor got sick. Really sick.
Yeah, our neighbor got some sickness that I think cannot be cured, but...
And now he's in a wheelchair and can't talk.
And so 2020, that's why 2020 is my least favorite year. My most favorite year is actually probably either, like, 2019, because that was when I first went into high school, or it was actually... 2015, when my dad got a new car and we also went to Silverwood Theme Park for the first time ever. We went to Silverwood Theme Park 2 times so far. I totally recommend going there. It's really fun. But also 2020 was actually kind of a good year as well, even though I said that was my least favorite year because I got a job, at least 2 jobs actually. But, and then we also went camping and we had fun stuff going on besides all these like mask mandates and recommendations and all that. You have something to say, Ezra?
I have to add another year. The year was either 2012 or something like that.
That was the one you won.
I know. And thing is, we went to Disneyland, but I was like 1 year old, so I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So that was one bad day I've had.
Yeah. Fun fact, we've never been on a plane. We drove to Disneyland.
Yep.
Because that's in California and we live in Oregon, so... Yep. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I am hoping that we can either have Ezra on again some other time and get my new podcast device set up. And
it's called a microphone.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I want you all to have a great new year. Happy New Year 2021. It's going to be way better than 2020, I'm hoping. And God bless y'all. Please follow me at Short Stories Podcast. I'll give you some more updates on whatever happens. Hopefully, I can be reading you guys some stories that I write, short stories. And thank you so much for listening to our experiences today.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See you later.